I want to talk to us tonight. I might not shout and run, but I want to talk to us.
Yes.
I titled this message tonight, and I wept and cried over it yesterday, all day. I titled it, I Am Glad. I am glad I know him.
Yes.
I'm glad I have him.
Right,
yes.
I'm glad he saved me.
Yes, sir.
If you have your Bibles, would you turn with me? Psalm 16 and 5. I told Mary today, I said, my heart is so full, so full. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Psalm 16 and 5. David the psalmist says, the Lord is the what?
Portion.
The portion of mine inheritance and of my cup.
Glory.
Thou maintainest. He's my maintenance man.
Yeah.
Glory. Holy God. Mm-hmm. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me what?
Counsel.
My reins, that's the strings of your heart where your conscience is. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be what?
Maybe.
I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is what?
Glad.
And my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Look at verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy.
Amen.
And at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Yeah.
And may be seated.
Glory to God.
Stay with me for a little while. I want to talk to us. What are you saying to us, King David? The Lord is the main part in my life.
Yes.
That's right.
He's the main part in my life.
Yes.
Amen.
He gave me a spiritual inheritance, Brother Daniel. And he's maintaining me, Sister Robin.
Yes.
He's maintaining me and he's keeping me going.
Yeah.
How many is glad the Lord's keeping you going?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh God. The Lord has given me counsel.
Yeah.
And I thank him for all these years, 51 years. The Lord has counseled me.
Yeah.
He's taught me.
Yes.
And by it, the reins of my heart instruct me in the right way.
Oh,
the Lord talks to me. And my heart listens to him.
Thank you, Lord. Oh.
My conscience, my inward conscience,
right,
will not let me stray from God.
Yes.
I don't want to lose this. It's too good.
Yeah.
It's too sweet.
Yes.
I don't want to lose this good feeling. Oh, I don't want to go away from God and lose the blessings and the hand of God upon me. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus, I'm a holding on, and I'm a keeping what I know is right, and if I do that, I know I'll be saved.
Yes.
I have set the Lord before me. I keep him ever at my side, and I know I shall not be moved. I know that I got an enemy, the devil, that don't like me.
Come on.
But he cannot take me away.
Right.
He cannot take what I have away. God has showed me the path of life, and thank God I'm a walking in it.
Right.
And the Lord is with me.
Yes.
And his joy is keeping me. Oh, there's keeping power in the Lord. There's joy in serving Jesus.
There's joy.
When you sail completely out, heart, soul, mind, body, and strength, when you give it all to the Lord and lay your life as a sacrifice on the altar, and when he touches you and the Spirit of God comes inside of your heart, it's worth more than anything in this world. God's wanting us to sail out tonight.
Amen. Yes.
Sail out.
Hang on.
Come on, man.
Right.
looking back on my past. How many knows you could get a message on a lawnmower?
Sure.
As I'm making circles around my property yesterday, trying to hurry and honest, when I got the lawn cut, just turned the mower off. It started pouring the rain. I said, thank you, Jesus, I got the lawn cut.
Yeah.
But while on that mower, I want to take us back in my life, okay? On the mower yesterday evening, mowing my lawn, as I was making circles around my property, I went back in my mind. How many has ever went back in your mind and see where the Lord brought you from?
Yeah.
What he brought you out of.
I feel
him so sweet, my soul.
Praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I went back in my mind, Brother George, to when I was a young boy in high school. I'm now 71 years old, and I can tell you my God has been merciful, and he's been so good to me.
Yes, amen.
Going back. 3 evenings ago was my spiritual birthday when I gave my heart to Jesus 51 years ago. Down on bended knees in an altar, he gloriously saved my soul. God, I love you, Lord. I love you, God, for saving me.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
On my mower, Brother Tom, I looked at my aging hands on the steering wheel of that mower that was before me. I thought so deeply of what and who I am and where I am right now compared to how I was and where I was back then. Oh God, my Lord has brought me a mighty long way. Many scenes played themselves out in my mind and my thoughts. Looking back to the 11th grade when I was in school, boys, listen to this. Looking back to my 11th grade in high school, my life started unraveling. It started going to pieces. I was being influenced by my worldly friends and the crowd that I was hanging with. This world had a stronghold on my life. I was heading down the wrong path, farther and farther away from God. I was lost in my soul. God, I was so lost. Listen to me. I've had several very close calls when I could have been snapped out. I faced death and come a hair of losing my life because I was in the wrong places, doing the wrong things. The devil, so powerful, was pulling for my life.
Yeah.
Pulling to mess it up. To pull it and to break it into pieces, to destroy me.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm glad that I'm holding the microphone and saying God's good.
Yes,
I'm glad I can say he saved me. He brought me out of all of that.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. I prayed I bought my house out yesterday. Say, Jesus. I think he knows we need to go back in the times the Lord has touched us and helped us and blessed us. Oh, Lord, if it weren't for God, I would be in a devil's burning hell. I know I went down in Canoma high on drugs. They had a motorcycle shop down there selling Harley Davidsons. High on drugs, and I climbed on top of that Harley Davidson. It had an extended front end on it. Never will forget, I had a good paying job up here at the Nickel Plant, Special Bells. Got bonuses every month. I had money, I had it, I gave it away. I bought stuff for people, I splurged, oh God, everywhere I went. But I sat on that Harley Davidson, high on drugs, put my hand up on those handlebars, and I got off of it and went inside to buy it. Oh God, can I tell you, the Lord He will try to keep you away from danger. If you will listen to him, there was something come over me. I said, if you buy that motorcycle, you'll not live long. You'll wreck it and you'll lose your life. How many knows the Lord will send warnings?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord God, don't go that route. Don't do that. Y'all don't buy that. Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
Man. My praying mother. I've had my dear praying mother to stop me at the door while the boys, the three boys out in the car in the driveway were honking their horn for me to come and join them. I want to tell you something. You don't need the wrong kind of friends.
That's right. Amen.
Tell Brother Tommy.
Come on.
They're sinful. They got influence. They can influence you.
That's right.
You're right.
They can drag you into the wrong path to desire wrong things.
Yes.
Right.
Come on.
My mommy, Sister Maria, would tell me, and she'd done this several times, honey, your dad and I had done our best to raise you and teach you right from wrong. Mom's words still ring in my ears tonight. As she said to me, she pointed her finger in my face. She said, Mother can't go with you out there. But son, I want you to know this. Mommy is telling you right. God in heaven has an all-seeing eye, and he knows everything that you're doing. He knows it. He knows where you're going.
He knows.
She said, honey, she said, if something bad happens to you and you die, you'll be like the rich man in the Bible. You'll lift up your eyes in torment in hell. And honey, you'll never get out of it.
No.
I still could feel Mom's warm arms around me. Dressed for the town and the boys are honking. My mom's warm arms would wrap around me. She said, honey, she said, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. And Brother George, she said, Mommy loves you, honey. Mommy loves you. Oh.
Come on now.
Mommy's glad God put somebody in your life.
Yes.
Oh, to talk to you. Oh. No, Lord. Oh, God. I think you can search this whole world over and you'll never find a sweeter, a better love than Jesus Christ. Raise your hand and praise him.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the reason that I titled this message tonight. I am glad for my mommy, my daddy, and a Christian home. You might say to me tonight, Brother Tommy, why did you title your message, I Am Glad? It's because I'm glad I was raised in a Christian home.
Yeah.
And I was taught right from wrong. Hallelujah. Me and you might not have been taught, but I was. Oh, God, I had no issues. Oh, Lord. Can I tell you, if you give your heart, your life to Jesus, he'll teach you.
He'll teach you.
Oh, he'll lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. You might be unlearned and not even know the ABCs. God, you might not even be able to read or sign your name. But I promise you one thing. If you know Jesus, and if you call on him, you realize you're lost and you're away from God and you need the Lord. If you know down deep in your heart your life is unraveling, Things are going wrong. Oh God, and you're miserable on the inside. And if you call on Jesus, the God of creation that made it all, if you call on the Lord, He'll save you. He'll cleanse you. He'll sanctify you. He'll show you what's right from what's wrong. He'll show you what's acceptable from what is not acceptable. He'll teach you if you'll follow Him. If you got a heart to love Him and to go to heaven, raise your hand. I feel a Holy Ghost in here. I want to go to heaven. I said I sold out a long time ago at an old altar of prayer. I said, Lord, help me. I can't save myself. Oh, Lord, the devils are trying to take me out. And Jesus reached down and the blood washed me.
Holy.
I tell you, He's got a reaching down hand.
Yes.
His arm, His hand ain't too short. Then He cannot reach you and help you. Oh Lord, I want the atmosphere of heaven in my heart. Come on, raise your right hand. I want the peace of heaven. I want the peace of God right in my heart, Lord. Yes, I do. Holy. Thank you, Mommy, for wrapping them arms around me. She did not know. My mommy did not know that suicide spirit followed me.
Come on, God.
I'm coming back in 1973. This is how far back. 52 years ago, I purchased an 8-track tape. Jimi Hendrix, it was in Voodoo.
Yeah.
He could do the ungodliest things. A supernatural power would come over him.
Yeah.
He would even tell it.
Come on.
He said, when I get on stage, a black man, they said he could take that. He was in Voodoo. He said that spirit of witchcraft would get on him.
Come on.
He could take his guitar, and put it over top of his head and play it and run his fingers down the frets and make ungodly sounds.
Yeah.
He could play it with his teeth, pick it up and play it with his teeth. When I would get on high, get on those drugs, and stick that tape in that tape player.
Calibre.
There was a spirit that would come over me. Oh, yeah. God, it was a destroying spirit. Come on, I had a praying mother. I had a praying daddy. I had a church of praying for me. Brother Kevin, honest, it was all that I could do. It never bothered me with a gun, knife, run off, taking a big bottle of pills. But when I got in that car and I began to smoke the dope and pop the pills and put that Jimi Hendrix and Black Sabbath, Lord God, and awful rock music into the tape player and turn it up, Lord God, there was a spirit come over me, said, nobody loves you, nobody cares about you, nobody wants you around. Oh Lord, you're miserable. Won't you just stomp the gas pedal down on that car out in as fast as it'll go and hit a bridge, hit a rock, run it over the hill, hit that big tree. Oh Lord, my mommy did not know all of this, but oh God did. I said, God saw me. Can I say that my God is looking down at every heart tonight? He says He sees every one of your thoughts. He knows how you feel. He knows when the old devils are trying to trick you up and trying to pull you away from God. I'm telling you, only the truth will set you free. Hallelujah, the power of God, it'll set you free.
Holy.
Yeah.
Holy God, if it smells like sin, looks like sin, feels like sin, get it out of your life.
Amen.
Stay away from it.
Stay away from it.
Yes.
Mommy said I was a standing honey at my kitchen sink.
Right.
I could take you right to the very house. Looking through that glass, there's an open field up through there. There's a house way up on the other end of that field, Brother Charlie. Mommy said all of a sudden I was going to wash the dishes. And she said, I went into a vision and I saw your hands on the steering wheel. Who was that? Who was that? It was Jesus. It was God.
Yeah.
She said, I did not know what happened, what was going on in you. She said, I knew you was in trouble. And she said, I raised both hands like this. And she said, the dishwashing liquid flowed down my arms. She said, I wept and cried. Says, God, I don't know where my boy is at or what he's into, but would you save him?
No.
Save him, Jesus. Would you save him? Oh, Lord.
Yeah. God.
Hallelujah. And God.
No.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Don't let the devil bind you.
Come on.
Don't let the enemy trick you.
Right.
Don't let him deceive you to get you to think things are all right when they're wrong.
Come on. Yeah.
It might not be deadly wrong or deadly bad, but God knows when to say no because it's what it leads to.
Yeah. Come
on.
It's what these little things lead to.
Right.
See, the devil works on our mind.
You're right.
Right.
To pull us farther and farther away from God.
Right.
I'm glad I was raised taught right from wrong.
Thank God.
The family Bible was the masterpiece, Sister Dottie. It was the masterpiece that graced the living room coffee table that my mom would pick up and read God's word to me. She'd say, honey, I'd be in there getting ready to go out on the town. And Mommy picked that big white family Bible up. She stopped me at the door. Sister Kathy, I cherished this. And I reverenced her, and I would stop right there where that doorknob was. And Sister Rob and I turned around. I knew what was coming. And Mommy would read Bible scriptures to me. Boys, that is the sweetest thing that could ever happen.
Yeah.
Is having godly parents, Christian parents, and to know right from wrong and being taught right. Raise your hand.
Hey, yes. Hallelujah.
Holy, holy, holy.
Thank you,
holy,
Jesus.
Holy, holy. Yes.
Thank you.
She would read to me God's word. She was instilling in my heart to fear the Lord. I'm glad that I listened. How many other things are you glad, Tommy? I'm glad I didn't turn Mommy and God away.
Come on.
I'm glad that God dealt with me while I was tender.
Yeah.
I'm glad he drew me. He dealt with me. And he showed me this good way.
Yes, amen. Come on. Amen.
It's still the best way.
Amen. Yes.
I'm glad he called for me. I heard him. Brother Tom, I heard the call.
Come on now.
And I followed his voice. God. Jesus. I'm glad that I obeyed. Jesus. Children, look here. I am a trophy of God's grace.
Yes. Amen.
Pulled out of this old world. Pull out of its corruption and its evil.
Yeah.
Pull out of that old evil way of living. Yeah. I'm glad he pulled you out. He threw you out. Oh, the courts of mercy that can reach to you and pull you out. Hallelujah, God.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm a trophy of God's grace that he snatched me out of this world.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm free tonight from this world's bondages and sins. What else, Brother Tony? I am glad for my home church. Oh, Lord, I'm glad for my home holiness church. Raise your little hand. There ain't many of us here tonight. You've got mega churches filled with people all over America. But I'm so glad I'm in a real good church where the Holy Ghost moves and the Spirit of God blesses the songs and the music and the preaching of God's word, and you can feel it.
Amen.
Hey, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. I'm glad tonight for my pastor.
Yes.
Everybody in the house, praise the Lord right here.
Praise.
I am glad for my pastor, Brother Jason Taylor, that had a vision to come to Huntington, West Virginia, and a burden, hallelujah, for God's people. Hallelujah, Lord. I'm glad for the truth. That ain't preaching size.
Yes. Yes.
Lord. Holy God. I'm glad for Brother Jason that loves me and he loves you and he preaches us the truth, the way to heaven. He preaches the way to eternal life, to escape that awful place called hell. What else, Brother Tommy? I'm glad for my good church where the Spirit of God blows and he blesses. I'm glad as I look over the congregation. I'm glad for my precious brothers and sisters. Hallelujah, that I know love me and pray for me. Raise your little hand. I'm glad I know the family of God.
Yeah,
I'm in the family of God. Hey, 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 it's for real. I said the love of God for real. Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Amen. Children, I pray this down.
Glory to God.
Praise God. I know.
Barbara, come.
Listen, what God did for me, He'll do for anybody.
Come on,
yes,
Tommy.
Amen.
He'll do it. Kept me out of it, brought me out of it, and keeps me out of it. He can do it for you, too.
You're right.
He can save
You're
you.
Right.
He can sanctify you.
Yes.
Fill you with the power of God.
Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad. Here we go. For the peace and the joy I had down in my heart. I got Jesus and have a home in heaven waiting on me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I wish I was a kangaroo. Praise be to the Lord.
Come on now.
Oh God. He's real.
Yes.
He'll put a go, ye down in your heart, down in your soul.
He'll do it.
Amen.
Oh Lord of heaven.
Come on.
I tell you, it's worth serving God.
Yes.
I said it's worth it.
Amen.
When you feel like you get to the end, the Lord just lifts you back up. Yes. Hey,
man.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to tell everybody in the house tonight, sin is deceitful.
Yes, it is.
Very much so.
Man.
Come on.
It's luring.
Yeah.
Right?
It's tantalizing.
Yes.
To the flesh and the mind.
It is.
Come on.
It's strong.
Yeah.
Sin is persuasive. Listen to me, because other people do it and are doing it and it seems like they're getting along fine. You better take guard. Be on guard.
Come on.
You're right.
Holy Lord.
You're right.
Oh God. Sin will take you farther than you want to go.
You're right, brother.
It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. It'll cost you far more than you could ever want to pay. The devil would like to use anything and everything he can to take you down and destroy you. Come on. He wants fetters around you. Oh God.
Come on.
He wants chains around you. He wants the world's bondages in your life.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Holy Lord, the blood of Jesus can break them. I said the power of God can take the chains off of you. Holy Lord, raise your hand in the house. I feel the Holy Ghost boldness right here. I'm telling you, God can set you free.
Yeah.
The devil might be a pulling on you.
On.
He might be tempting you. But the Lord has the key. Yes, he does, to get you out of that bondage. Hey, Lord, the world. I'm glad he brought me out of it. Raise your little hand and say, thank God he brought me out of the world. I don't want to look back to that. To the hog pen. And the slime and the slop. Hey Lord, I'd rather be holy. I'd rather be chosen. I'd rather be righteous in the eyes of Almighty God. I'd rather have this victory down in my soul than anything in this world.
Hallelujah.
May no chains hold me.
Come on, brother.
They ain't hold you either.
Jesus.
Holy God.
Come on, brother.
Anointed.
Do you need to be free?
That's in God.
Come on.
Is anybody in the house being tempted?
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Have your way.
Your way, help you, God.
The Lord will teach you. He'll show you.
Yes, He will.
Is there anything pulling on you that's worldly?
Come on, brother. Come on.
Blessed be God.
Preach it, brother. That if you keep letting that thing pull on you, it'll take you out of the house of God.
That's right.
Come on, brother.
It'll take you away from spiritual things.
Right. Yes.
Come on.
It'll do.
Sin is deceitful.
Yes.
It's persuasive.
Yeah.
Right.
It looks good on the face and the cover.
Yeah.
But inside,
right.
It steals precious things out.
Yeah.
Come on.
It'll take a prayer life out of you.
Come on, tell it.
Come on. What's wrong with God's people?
What's wrong?
What's wrong with God's people? They cannot raise their hands and praise and worship Him.
Come on.
Come on. Where's the praise?
What's wrong?
Where's the freedom? Where's the worship? Hey, Lord. Where is it? There's things that bind people.
Yeah.
My Lord, my God, they don't have a prayer life. They won't read the Word of God. What is it?
Come on.
Oh, Lord, that's bringing you down and sucking you down. My Lord, we need to shake these saints off.
Hallelujah.
Hey Lord, I'd rather have Jesus than entertainment. Raise your right hand in the house. I don't care what kind of entertainment it is. If it steals the joy of the Lord and takes away my desire, I forgot I don't want it.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
I'd rather have the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I said I'd rather have the Spirit of God. I'd rather have His anointing top of my head than the bottom of my feet. I'd rather be free.
Free.
Amen.
Praise God.
Lord.
Truth will set you free. Hallelujah.
Oh God.
I, the Lord, say unto you, I send you my warning tonight. Take heed, lest the devil bind you, lest he take away your joy and your peace and bind you. Oh God, raise your hand and let's acknowledge Him here tonight. Holy Lord. Oh, God's a warning. Holy Lord. I want to tell you about a man that who had two sons at the ball field.
Come on.
What I'm giving you is true. Listen, how many's listening to me? Many years ago, Brother Daniel, I heard a preacher in his message tell a true story about a Christian dad who went to church with his wife and his two sons. The whole family prayed and was dedicated to the Lord. For some reason, he began to gradually let up and gradually grow cold on God. He began to miss church. This man ended up backsliding on God, and eventually he pulled his two young boys out of church and got them involved in playing ball. His wife begged him, "Honey, please get back to church. Come back. Honey, would you please bring the boys and get back in church before something bad happens?" She begged him for weeks, and revivals would come and go. She would plead with him, please, please bring my boys back to church. In church one night while the service was going on, and the lights flickered throughout the congregation and went dim in the house. The ball field was in the neighborhood not far from the church. One of the players hit the ball and it went up high and it got stuck in the fence. The dad ran over to the fence and climbed up to get the ball. And he touched an electric wire. With his hands grounded, the voltage surged through him. And he could not break free. And he killed that dad. This is serious. This is very, very serious. It's easy to drift away and lose your desire for spiritual things, and your desire for the world begins to work on you. And it pulls you away from God out there into the elements of this world. God's a warning tonight. Please, honey, bring my boys back to church. Can I tell us all here tonight? Children, we only have one chance. Listen, one chance through.
Yeah.
If you miss it, you don't get it right, there's no coming back to do it over.
Mm.
It's forever gone.
Forever gone.
Yes. Oh, God.
That's right.
Right.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Be to God. Thank you, Lord. Trust.
I want my feet to stay on holy ground.
Yes. Man.
Raise your hand right now. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, blessed Lord, you're speaking to us tonight. God, you're dealing.
Jesus.
You're dealing. As I went back in my life, Lord, I viewed when I came out of, there's others, Lord, that didn't make it. My Jesus, others are in hell tonight. Drug overdoses, Lord. The rock music. The things of the world pulled them down. They only had one chance, God, and they can't never get it back.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Listen. I read a statistic today that 85% of the people who are saved, 85%, come to Jesus when they are 12 to 14 years old while they're still tender and receptive in their hearts. When the holy seed of God's word and teachings are sown in their young hearts at a tender age, they can never get away from it. Somewhere down the road, the Holy Ghost uses that. Many have returned to the Lord to serve Him because of how they were taught in the ways of the Lord from being in church. As I close, would you stand with me tonight? Everybody in the house. Mary can play the piano. I want everybody else to listen.
Oh, God.
Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. What are you saying to us, sweet Holy Ghost, through the writer Solomon? Serve God,
yes,
while you're young.
Right.
If you don't, the evil days will come when you get old. Your heart inside of you will be hard and callous. And your body will eventually break down. And you will not have God and you will not have peace when you leave this world. Solomon finishes his book out by saying, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. I don't have to beg everybody in this house tonight to find a place to pray, to come to the altar. Let's fill the altar up. Come on. Come on, everybody in the house. Let's fill this altar up. Let's pray. Let's pray for ourselves and let's pray for one another. Oh God, I need the Lord. I want to be free. I want to stay free. I want to be saved. I want to stay saved. I want to make it to heaven. Pray, children, pray. Jesus is talking. God is talking.
Just tell him.
I want to be free.
Oh,
still holding on in the house.
Lord, I'll never let you go.
Never let you go. Yes, I'm burning.
Lord, I'm burning.